From the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. And today we have a talk by Sri Ajit Popat, whom Swami lovingly used to call as Sai Puppet. Sri Popat probably needs no introduction to the Sai family. He has given more than 60 talks, or rather, as he calls it, puppet shows in the Divine Presence. He came to Swami in 1983 and since then has been actively involved in numerous service activities related to the Sai organization. He has been instrumental in bringing many youth and devotees from the UK to Swami. Swami had very graciously permitted Sri Popat and his group of Sai youth to participate in the Gram Seva program with the students. He was also inspired by Bhagwan's medical care program to set up a heart valve bank, which supplies heart valves to the needy patients in Swami's hospitals and to other major hospitals around the world. Till date, it has supplied more than 7,000 valves. In this passionate talk, which is delivered in his unique style, Sri Popat narrates many personal experiences and learnings from being with his master, Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. This talk was delivered recently on the 15th of July 2018 in the Vrindavan Ashram as a part of the Samarpan series. Stay tuned, dear listeners. After the talk, we have some lively bhajans by the British blues singer, Miss Dana Gillespie. And at 3:30 p.m, we have the live Telugu segment, Sri Sathya Sai Divya Sandesh Jari. And with that, over to Sri Ajit Popat.
Namaste Purushadhakshah, Namaste Bhaktavatsalah, Namaste Shirdinathaya, Namaste Satya Saine, Namaste Premarupaya, Namaste Paramatmane, Namaste Sainathaya, Namaste Satya Saine. Om Sri Sai Ram. My beloved Baba, my dear brothers and sisters, Vrindavan, where Krishna played, I'm not talking about the time when Krishna was a young boy and playing in Vrindavan, I'm talking about Sai Krishna, who keeps on playing with us until the eternity. This place has played a very important role in my life, because it is in this very auspicious holy place that I was named very lovingly by our dearest Lord as Puppet. Actually, my Namkarana was done when there was a puppet show, and after the puppet show, when I was sitting at the divine lotus feet of Baba, Swami asked me, "Hey, what's your name?" I said, "Baba Ajit." He said, "Pura naam bolo." I said, "Baba Ajit Puppet." He said, "I don't like Ajit, I don't like Puppet. From today, you will be known as Puppet." You know what is Puppet? Puppet, I said, "Baba, Puppet is a doll." "Yeah, you are my doll. I will play with you, I will kick you, I will bring you forward, I will keep you behind. I will keep on playing with you and Puppet." It was in Kodaikanal. There was like that another puppet show. We were waiting for Brother Ruchit Desai to come near the dining hall door and give the signal that Swami dinner is ready. Brother Satyajit was also standing there, and Swami looked at me and he said, "Puppet, what's the meaning of puppet? Tell me." So I said, "Baba," by the time I could say something, that time the warden who was there also sitting, he said, "Hey, what do you understand by puppet?" So he said, "Swami, puppet is a doll, you know. the children play with the doll, you know, and then in Rajasthan they have dolls, puppet show also. As the master pulls the string, he keeps dancing, you know, and Baba said, Che, 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 che. Kadu, kadu. Buddhi ledu. Swami said, now brothers and sisters, please listen to this Swami's Mahavakya. Look at the fluency, look at the authenticity of Swami's statement. Swami directly looked at me and he said, puppet. Puppet is one who has lost his identity and his individuality in the immensity of the humanity. That boy, that man is puppet. I will repeat for the sake of my young brothers, because some of them, when I came to the lotus feet, they were not even born on this mother earth. Puppet is one who has lost his identity and individuality in the immensity of humanity. This place is also very important. My home minister, I mean my wife, she was also named in this place. I had come with a group of youth and we had decided, we were praying to Swami and we were deciding that, okay, if Swami gives us the chance, we are going to sing bhajan and then we will do the Vedam and we prepared some wonderful program for Swami here in this very place. Bhagavan was supposed to be going for a function which was very close to the Whitefield. He was supposed to go and do the inauguration of a very beautiful bungalow which was constructed by one of his devotees. And the program was fixed at 12:30. Swami came around 10:45 and we were asked to leave, stay near the main gate. Bhagavan called me and he said, puppet, call everybody. And by the way, your wife has also come, isn't it? Your home minister is here. Actually, she had come the previous day. So I said, yes, Swami. I had not mentioned to Swami. I also didn't know that till morning that she had come. She came early in the morning to be with Swami. And Baba said, I have called her also. So home minister is also coming. Bring everybody. We went inside and then Swami, during the course of the interview, asked me a question. I knew the answer according to his teaching only. And I was very jubilant that yes, I will give him the right answer and make him please. And by the time I could give the reply, my home minister had already given the reply. So Swami looked at me and smiled and said, puppet, chota puppet. Chota puppet is more clever than you. So this place is very, very significant and has played a very important role in the part of Hartwall Bank. Brother mentioned about it. Hartwall Bank was authorized and Swami actually released the website, which is still on the website, www.hartwallbank.info, and it is doing exceedingly beautiful work because of, not because of me or anybody. We are only the puppets. We all are puppets. Earlier we realized, better it is for us. Because the question is that according to Swami, your ego of pride and vanity and everything vanishes, you know, when you know that you are only a mouthpiece and you are not the speaker. That's what exactly I understand. That is the reason probably Swami gave me so many chances. I am told, and I am saying with all the humility, that there is no person in this world who has given in the immediate divine presence at every place where Swami has lived during his life, physical lifetime. And I am extremely grateful to him for having done so. Because it has made me realize that I am only a puppet and that's how I want to be. I remember once I was with Swami, it was almost 8:30 in the evening. I had dinner with Swami and Swami asked me, puppet, what do you want? I said, Baba, will you give it to me? He said, "Huh? What do you mean, will I give it to you? That's why I asked you, what is your desire? I said, Baba, make me an ideal puppet. And when I die, let me die consciously. Because most of the time people die. That reminds me of a very beautiful couplet which I learnt when I was very young. Like one of your boys, you see, 16, 17 year old. Solomon granddad born on Sunday. Solomon granddad born on Sunday. Christian on Monday. Schooling on Tuesday. College on Wednesday. Married on Thursday. Father on Friday, grandfather on Saturday, died on Sunday. Khana, Pina, Sona, Marna. You must have all heard about the name of Lord Chanakya, Sage Chanakya, a great politician, mastermind. There is a very beautiful booklet which has been published by one of the publishers in United Kingdom, and it has become a mega hit. Chanakya Niti. In that there is a very particular sloka which is very, very dear to Swami, and Swami actually mentioned to me about that one day, that you talk about this mantra. Esham na vidya na tapo na dhanam, jnanam na shilam na guno na dharmam, te mrityu loke bhuvibhara bhuta, manushya rupena mrugas sharanti. I'll translate for the people, those who have very good knowledge of Sanskrit. Esham na vidya, there is no atma vidya. Na tapo na dhanam, there is no penance. There is no spirit of charity, no caring and sharing. Esham na vidya na tapo na dhanam na jnanam, there is no wisdom. Na shilam, there is no character. Esham na vidya na tapo na dhanam na jnanam na shilam na guno na dharmam, there are no virtues, only bad habits. Na guno na dharmam, there is no righteousness. Possibly he doesn't know the spelling of righteousness. Esham na vidya na guno na dharmam, timrutti loke bhuvibhara bhuta, manushya rupena mrugas charanti. Akara manava. Write it down in your book if you have. Akara manava, achara vanara. Behaving like monkeys while having the vesture of human being. I remember one day I was sitting at the Divine Lotus Feet in one of the many, many interviews and many of the groups that we were blessed with. Swami asked me, "Puppet, where is your happiness? Where is your happiness?" I'm raising this question to all of you. Where is your true happiness? I know Swami once said it in his divine discourse that happiness is communion with God. There was a Jain master. I hope and I pray that you understand who is the Jain master. Jain master has got a very unique way of teaching. Like, to be honest with you, our Swami actually behaved like a Zen master most of the time. When particularly you were inside with him in the inner room and when he was giving you spiritual instructions. Because he will say it in very simple language and yet it will be very profound. Like one day he told me, "Hey puppet, you know, I've got a habit of going from story to story and then I'll come back to the main story. Don't worry. I'll come back. Don't worry. My memory is damn good." Yeah. So the Zen master had number of devotees, and one devotee always used to come with his briefcase because he was a very busy man, you know. There are two types of busy people. There are some people who are very busy and doing something. There are other type of people who are busy doing nothing, you see. He's one of them. So he was a big businessman. He used to carry a briefcase, but he had so much of love for master, like we have for our Swami and we should have for our Swami. He used to come just in time before the satsang commences. He used to come down, bow down as I did it right now. And then he will put his briefcase, but one of his hand will be on his briefcase. And then Guru Maharaj will invariably ask him, "Kaisa hai?" He said, "Very happy. Santosham." Anyway, then the satsang will start, but this guy is very busy, so he has to reach the office and do lots of work. So he will bow down again and then Guru Maharaj say, "Po." So he will leave the place. This kept on happening every day, unfailingly, and he was very disciplined about the time. Invariably 5 minutes before the satsang he will come, invariably he will bow down, do the ritual and then get lost. One day Guru Maharaj came early and said, he said, "Come." He found a very strong boy, you know, who could run like hell, you see. I mean, he wanted to go for Olympics, you see. So he said, "Look, tomorrow morning our friend, when he comes here, you know the friend, he said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Swami, I know." He said, "Moment he comes and he bows down to me, you carry that briefcase and run." He said, no, "Swamiji, I can't do that." He said, "No, you do it. This is my agnya. This is my order. You do it, simply do it." He said, "Swami, you know, he will kill me." He said, "No, I will protect you, don't worry." He said, "Moment he bows down, when both the hands are at my lotus feet, you just lift this briefcase and run like a crazy guy." Come next day morning, our friend came, as usual, he came inside, bowed down. By the time he could raise his head, the briefcase is gone. Shoop! And he was looking around here and there, and the Guru Maharaj simply asked him, "Kuch hua?" He said, no, it's okay. I mean, he couldn't say in front of everybody that the damn briefcase is missing. This man ran, but he could not control himself, so he started running behind him. Now Guru Maharaj had given him all the instructions that, look, you must run faster. If he's chasing you, run much faster. Make sure you can't catch you. The guy got lost in the clouds, and then this guy came back, and then he sat down at the lotus feet of the master, and he didn't know what to do. He was completely speechless. So Guru Maharaj then asked him, Kaisa hai? He said, Master, this is the limit. I lost my briefcase, you're asking me kaisa hai? What do you expect me to tell you? He said, you know, there were letters of credit were there, some cash was there, my checkbook was there, my debit card was there, blah, 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 blah. I want to ask this question, kaisa hai? Particularly to my student brothers. You are in Vrindavan. I remember I was standing near the Ganesh Gate, one of the PhD scholars from Prashanti Nilayam came, I don't want to mention the name just to appreciate him. He came and he asked me that, Papad sir, we have been hearing rumors that, you know, Swami is going to reappear. There were lots of humor after 2011. I said, my brother, when did he disappear that he has to reappear? From where will he reappear? From where will he reappear when he has not disappeared? He is with us. If you people are not able to see him, then you need eye checkup and also mental checkup. Mental checkup can be cured by meditation. And eye checkup, you go to the best doctor. You know, I think, I'm told that you are doing medical camp. I hope you are doing eye camp also. Start doing eye camp also. Brother, please, for God's sake. For his sake, because he's getting complaints of letters also and prayers that, Baba, I can't see you, I miss you. Somebody asked me in London that, Papad sir, you had so much of intimacy with Swami. I said, what do you mean by so much I had? I still have it. Don't talk rubbish in past tense. I am living in present tense and I know about the exact future. He has blessed me that I will die consciously. The day I will die, I'm making a declaration here, you can write it down. My home minister will confirm it to you. After my death, that Swami will come to receive me and take me with me and said, Papad, come, baat karo. That much faith we must have, isn't it? Are? Swami once told me that you bowed down to your barber and he knows, you know that he has got a razor in his hand. He's not cut your neck. Huh? He's going to only cut your hair, whatever little is left. Huh? We have faith in barber. We have faith in... How many people have not undertaken any flight? Everybody has taken a flight, right? Only one boy. You haven't been to aircraft. Next time you come with me to London. Huh? How many of you have gone inside the cockpit and asked for a license from this pilot? You trust him, isn't it? Or you go and ask him, sir, do you know how to land in Bombay? Bloody hell. You believe him. You trust him. I'm repeating what Swami has told me. If you trust them, then why don't you trust him? The $1 million question is, why don't you trust him? Let me tell you one thing, what Swami told me once. He said, Papad, the moment the child is crying there, you see, that's why I remembered this incident. Moment the child comes out of the mother's womb, the mother has not seen the baby as yet, consciously. The baby is taken away straight away for the washroom, isn't it? The child is washed, cleaned properly, she is wrapped up properly, and then the sister nurse comes and leaves it at the, beside the mother and says, congratulations, it's a baby boy. The father is still waiting outside for the good news, and then she comes and declares, yes, you have been blessed. And meanwhile the auntie comes and said, but his eyes are looking like me, isn't it? And then the Faiba comes and says, I'm going to name him. Swami said, moment you come out of your mother's womb, the sister says, you are mine. Father says, you are mine. Before that, mother has already said, you are mine. Right? You get up and go to the grandfather and he says, you are my Nannu. You are mine. And then you go to the school and the teacher says, you are mine. You are my student. Then you grow up and you go to the college and the professor says, you are mine. You are my student. And then you take a spiritual path and the master says that you are my devotee, you are my disciple. Huh? Meanwhile, you find a damn good girl and she's very beautiful and you make a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship and then she says, oh, you are my boyfriend. The time comes to get married because mothers are making a lot of noise. Huh? So you get married and the wife very first day says, who is he? Oh, he's my husband. My husband. Ah. Now it is 70 years. And the Yamraj says, now it's time. You are mine. You are mine. This clapping is for Swami. Huh? Because this is how Swami beautifully explained to me in the inner room. He said, Papad, try and understand it. Right from the time you were born, even your mother had not seen, you have been claimed an honor. Ownership is owned by somebody else. I have not yet finished. Yeah, Father, Swami didn't finish. Swami said, now the Yamraj sends his messengers. Meanwhile, Chitragupta has already finalized the accounts. You are lying. First time you are lying peacefully, you know. No hassle, no WhatsApp, no mobile. And you are lying in tranquility. And the Agni Devata comes and says, you are mine. I am going to burn you. Meanwhile, Vayu Devata comes from nowhere and he says, but I am going to take you as a smoke. You are mine. Meanwhile, the Akash makes the Avkashvani and says, you are mine. Because ultimately the smoke will come to me only, isn't it? Mother Earth cries. Full of tears, she says, Mitti ka tha, mitti mein mil gaya na, you are mine. Meanwhile, Mother Genji says, oh God, such a long queue. Huh? Agni Devata, Vayu Devata, Akash Devata, Dharti Devata, and now me, Jal. Are, kiska hai tu? Mitti ka tha, mitti mein mil gaya hai, but your ashes will come to me only, na? That's why we go to Ganga, na? Huh? The ashes are smirched in Ganga. Baba said, there is a competition between the five elements to claim you. Papad, I want to ask you, whom do you belong to? So I said, Baba, you started the story, you tell me. you bring the end. Huh? He came forward from his chair. He patted on my cheek, only which Swami does. Papad, that's for you to find out. That's your sadhana. So brothers and sisters, today when you get back to your homes and before you go to bed, ask yourself two questions. Where is my happiness? And whom do I belong to? It was almost 11:30 in the night. I was in Radio Sai because next day morning I was leaving for London and Brother Pushti who is working in Radio Sai, so, how shall I say, so devotedly, that's the right word. He said, Papad sir, before you go to London, we must have a chat. I said, yeah, we will have. So by that time, my interview was over, which was about 1.5 hours, and 11:30 in the night, as we were closing down the studio, you know, lights were being switched off, and we were about to lock it out, you see, and then Pushti asked me that, Brother Papad, I want to ask you one thing. Having had so many interviews, hundreds of them, and having had so many intimacy with Swami, over a period of 35 years, I came to Whitefield in 1983 and now we are in 2018, and I'm still here. Huh? He said, what is your best experience of Swami? What is that is most striking thing that Swami has made you to realize it? I said, do you want to hear the truth? He said, of course. I said, listen. And I'm telling you also, listen. Swami never ever made me realize that He is God. Never. He never initiated me. He never made me realize that He is God. He never gave me any mantra. He never gave me any detailed instructions on sadhana which I should do in Sai Kutir in London or when I come with the group at the group sadhana. So he said, then what did he teach you? I said, God is very simple. You see, one day I was sitting with Swami, story ka andar fir story aa gaya. One day I was sitting with Swami, you know, and Swami was talking to me. I was going back to London again. Between you and me, between 2000 and 2000, forget about 1983 to 2000. That was a love affair. Then the real romance started in 2000s, when I was named as puppet. And now the eternal romance is going on as you are listening. Anyway, that's love affair is like that, you see. Once you are together, you had it. You have it, you had it. Anyway, my sisters understand me. So I said, Baba, your teaching is very simple. And then Baba was looking at me, you know, like you all of us are looking at me. So I said, Baba, your teaching is very simple. Love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never. Huh? Manav seva is Madhav seva, Shiv seva is Jiv seva. Huh? Nar seva is Narayan seva. He said, Puppet, you are right. Because God is very simple. That's why His teaching is very simple. You, Puppet, you are very complex. So everything about you is complicated. Before we came here, we had a small satsang. And before we went to Swami's divine abode, Trai Vrindavan, inside, we went to the central dome and then also went to the interview room and this Jula room, where I remembered all the beautiful moments that I have spent with Swami here, giving so many puppet show. And that reminds me, I was sitting in the second block here, because the first two blocks were reserved for the students. I was sitting right behind, and it was Thursday afternoon, and Swami came and He sat down as He's sitting with us right now, and He just did like this. I saw the sign that He was calling somebody, but next to me there was a minister, I think he had come from Delhi for Swami's darshan, and it just so happened, it's a coincidence, that I was sitting next to him. So I, for a moment, subconsciously, I thought that Swami must be calling that chief minister because he has to probably catch the flight to go back to London. Swami again did like this, and nothing happened. Bhajans were going on, and Brother Rajkumar, who I'm sure he is one of your faculty member, he was sitting behind Swami's chair, and then Swami whispered something, and he came running from there, and he came right up to the place where I was sitting, and he said, Puppet sir, Swami is calling you. So I thought for a moment that maine sabre se koi gadbad to nahi kiya hai na. Until yesterday evening everything was okay. I was with the Swami. I said, what happened? I hope I have not made any mistake, you know. So I came here and Swami, bhajans were going on. But He spoke very loudly and He said, aaj kya hai? I said, Baba, aaj Devguru Brahaspatiwar hai. I just thought that He is asking me what is the day today. I said, Thursday. He said, Guru Vandana karo. And the brothers who were sitting there here, Swami just did like this, and then there was a puppet show. But it got very dark, you know, because during those days, you know, I'm sure in the winter time it gets very dark here. So, and devotees were sitting here maybe from 3:30, 4 o'clock, you know, and it was almost 6:45 in the evening. So by the time Swami had called me, I must have hardly spoken for about 20 minutes, and then I concluded and I said, Jai Bolo Bhagwan Satya Sai Baba Ji Ki Jai, and I said full stop. So Swami then took the aarti and He was about to go from this rear door, and He called me and He said, Tumhara problem kya hai? So I said, I was lost for the word, and I said, Baba, kya ho gaya? Tu khana nahi khata hai kya? Hain? Thak jata hai kya? Hain? Tu kitna jaldi khatam kar diya? You even didn't look at me to get my permission to finish it off. Then I said, Baba, bachche log jo hai na, kitne baje se aaye baithe the? Suddenly I thought about a good idea, you know? Seva, seva, seva. Jan seva hi janardan seva. So I said, Baba, bachche log kitne baje se aake idhar baithe hue hain? They have been sitting here for a long time and it got dark, so I thought I'll finish it soon. Kal lamba bolna. So He warned me 24 hours in advance. In Parthi, He never used to give me more than 10 seconds. So He said, lamba bolna. Next day I came. I was standing inside Trai only, and that time one of the administrative officer who was here, he came and told me that, Puppet sir, Swami is calling you. So Swami brought me stage on to the, and there were, I think there were only one or two bhajan, Ganesh bhajan and Guru bhajan, and Swami said, baat karo, lamba bolna aaj. I think I spoke for about probably 1 hour and few minutes almost 20 minutes. When I finished and I bowed down to him, he said, "Hey, tu thakta nahi hai kya? Don't you get tired?" I said, then when I went inside, I told him, I said, "Baba, aapke saath mera problem hai. Jab main jaldi khatam karta, aap bolte hai, thak jata hai. Main lamba bolta hu, aap bolte thakta nahi hai." But that's how God plays with his puppet, you know. Always remember, when things go right, I'm repeating Swami's sentence, write it down in diary, brothers, please. When things go right, it is beautiful. When things go wrong, it is wonderful. I'm repeating Swami's sentences, which I'm sure will never be published in any sign literature. I'm telling you from the horse's mouth. When things go right, it is beautiful. When things go wrong, it's wonderful. Sai Lila. And first one is Sai Mahima. Never feel sad. Nahin. Ek gana suna dun? Chalo, karte hain. Isne woh humko us kiya hai. Isliye main suna deta hun. Do line hai sirf. But first let me tell you the background. Myself and my wife, we had gone to Swami. And the students were sitting in the front and I was sitting behind and Swami said, "Puppet, baat karo." So that time we stayed in that particular trip for 13 days and there were 18 puppet shows in 13 days. One day there was morning puppet show, afternoon puppet show and evening puppet show and Swami told me, "Puppet, aaj to tune hat trick kar diya." I said, "Baba, aapne bowling achha kiya na?" Aapne bhi bowling achha kiya tha na? Anyway, so as soon as my puppet show was over, immediately, I think the gap was not even 5 seconds, he said, "Puppet, gana gao." Oi. Mushkile aayegi aane do, saagar mein tufaan ko uthne do, hame rukna nahi, hame jhukna nahi, kaam sai ka hame karna hai, mushkile aayegi aane do. Talking about Kodaikanal, in the morning, after Swami had blessed all the devotees after the darshan, he came inside and he asked All India President, respected Sri Srinivasan, and he asked, Srinivasan, what is the program today? He said, "Swami, as you say, acha aisa karo, bache log ko aaj shopping ke liye leke jao. Take all the boys for shopping." The Swami had made up his mind earlier, you see, so he had kept everything ready inside. And then he just gave a signal. This is how Zen masters, they operate. Aankhon aankhon mein ishara ho gaya. Baithe baithe jine ka sahara ho gaya. Only, you ask Brother Vednarayan, he sits right in the front doing Vedam. How he used to communicate with Swami? He used to read his lips. Same thing with puppet. He has trained us like that. We must understand the sign language. That's how you correlate and interrelate with the Swami, isn't it? You don't expect him to shout like Modi ji, you see? With due respect. Or Rahul ji. Does he speak? I hope he doesn't take it personally, but I will be very happy if he takes it personally, you see? So, Baba said, "Srinivas, bandabas karo." So all the coaches and everything, they were being prepared. And meanwhile, Swami gave a signal to Brother Satyajit. Envelopes were made ready and then Swami started calling everybody. There were only about, I think, 23 or 24 boys, including the inner staff. And in that morning session, all the home ministers were not called in. So Swami called everybody by name and then finally he looked at me and he said, "Puppet, come." And then he took a note of 500 rupees and he put it in my safari. By the way, this safari also belongs to him only. So, for 35 years I have never purchased a single white dress. I want to express my gratitude to my Baba. It will last, I think, until I kick the bucket, until I die. I've got at least about 6-7 safari dresses still with me. I never purchased it. That is his motherly love. Perfect host and most loving mother. divine. So he put the 500 rupee notes and he told me, "Papa, you also go for shopping. Go with the boys." So it was afternoon time. Afternoon hour, those of us who had been to Kodaikanal and be with Swami in the Sai Shruti, we used to have a private session with Swami. Before Swami used to go inside the bhajan hall and then bless the devotees and the bhajan singers. So Swami, that day came early, before the tiffin. And Swami said, shopping mein gaya tha. He asked all the boys. He said, "Yes." So one boy was sitting there with a statue, white, you know, beautiful statue. It was not marble, but it was some material which was very attractive and beautifully made. Swami said, what did you buy this?" He gave 500 rupees, to, by the way, to all the boys also for shopping. And he said, "Baba, this is Meera." He said, "Meera? So, you brought Meera for whom?" The boy said, "For you." He said, "Akkal nahi hai kya? Buddhi le du. Hey? Meera mere hriday mein baithi hai, tu mere ko deta hai. Meera is sitting in my heart and you are giving it to me? Chah." Another boy was sitting with a beautiful sari, you know, in the bag. Baba said, "Hey, what did you buy?" He said, "Baba, daddy mummy ka wedding anniversary here, 25th, so I thought I must buy something for her. But I gave you only 500 rupees. How much did you buy for this?" "See?" He said, "Baba, I had saved some money from pocket money." "Ah, good boy, good boy." Like another 3-4 boys who were very fortunate to sit right in the front, like these 3 boys are sitting, they were holding like this. So he said, "You want to beg? Go outside." And Swami's sense of humor is amazing. He said, "Go outside." He said, no, "Swami, you are eating the grapes." Swami, somebody had brought fruits also. So Swami was picking up the, you know, they were not seedless. So Swami was eating the seeds also. These boys were saying that, "Baba, wo seed nikal ke humko de do." Baba was like, "Kamal karta hai na, khana mein khaunga, pachane ka tera kaam hai kya? I will eat and you will digest it? No, let me digest it." This is Swami. Finally, Bhagwan, it was the turn of puppet. Baba asked me, "Puppet, what did you buy?" I said, "Baba, I did not go for shopping." "Chah! Kaisa hai tu yaar? Puppet, what's your problem? Home minister is here na? She is with you na? Usko leke jana tha na? Haath mein haath dal ke ghumne ko jana tha. Your wife is there na? You should have taken her for shopping. Vaise bhi London mein kaam nahi karta hai." Then he told the boys, "Puppet jo hai na, London mein mall mein jata hai. Wife goes inside the shop, puppet bahar baithta hai. Very good, very good, very good." That's all. I don't know what is shopping. Swami never gave me the chance to do shopping. So he said, "Tum shopping mein nahi gaya, idhar aao, mere paas aao." So I went at the lotus feet and he said, "Tu shopping mein nahi gaya na, tu mera paisa lao. Mera paisa lao." Maine bola, "Baba, wo paisa nahi milega." "Wo paisa nahi milega." Bole, "Kyon?" I said, "Baba, jo baat de diya na, wo de diya." "Oh, de diya, de diya." That 500 rupee note, I'm still carrying it in my wallet. That is Guru Prasadam. Guru has given me prasad. Guru lakshana to dena chahiye na? What do you say? You are smiling. Dena chahiye na? Haan ya na? Haan bolta hai, na bhi mundi vela hota hai. This is like Swami, you know. They have learnt it from Swami, I think. Maybe from the video. Many times I used to ask after the aarti, "Baba, main ghar pe aunga." So my wife asked me one day, home minister said, "Haan bola hai, na bola?" Bolta, "Malum nahi hai." I said, "I will still go." It was a Gram Seva time. Brother mentioned about Gram Seva. Normally Swami used to distribute the t-shirts and the napkins and the socks and the, you know, caps for the Gram Seva 1 or 2 days before. We were all sitting in the veranda. It was 3 days after that the Gram Seva was to take place. And Swami came in the afternoon and he told one of the administrative men inside the mandir, he said, Gram Seva ka material de do. Start distributing. Brother Ruchi Desai, I don't know whether he's here in the here or not. Maybe he's busy. He was there. So all the arrangements were made and then Swami immediately started the distribution. Everybody got the hamper bag, you know, in which all the things were kept. After this, Arati Swami had gone back to his residence. So, I was coming out from the veranda and I met Brother Ruchi. I said, Brother, why, everything is okay, na? He said, Prabhupada sir, everything is okay, but some of the boys didn't get the cap. So I opened my own hamper bag also and I saw that my back cap was also missing. So I said, Brother, I also didn't get it. I said, did you get it? He said, no. So I said, that's very bad. That's very bad. Because I said, with Bhagwan's grace, you know, I had ordered for the right quantity. So he said, maybe Swami has given to the senior students, you see some of them, and there is why there was a shortfall. So I immediately decided that, no, this must be rectified. I was feeling very sad and sorry that Baba, something went wrong with the planning, Puppet is stupid. Please forgive me. So immediately I met my home minister's brother. He was working his whole life as a Sevadal worker at the main gate, at the VIP gate. So I went to him and I told him, I said, you do one thing, you got a mobile, na? He said, yeah. I said, call him up. Call up that manufacturer and tell him that we require 250 caps immediately. I know it can't come by courier because Swami may decide to give it again tomorrow. And day after tomorrow, Gram Seva is going to start. I must have the caps. Doesn't matter how much it's going to cost. Money is irrelevant. Get it. Fine. Around 3:30 in the afternoon next day, the tempo arrived with the required quantity. So I was with a group of 18 boys and I told one or two boys, I said, go and pick up those boxes and go to Dr. Shiv Shankar Sai. I don't mind taking the names because I want to make it very authentic. And I also want to highlight how they work and how they plan. So I said, go and give it to him, and he said, Papa sent it. So we managed to get a jeep from there. It was Swami's jeep only. And we put it inside and then boxes were taken to the warden sir, and warden sir said Sai Ram, and he said, sir, we can't accept it. So my boys, one of the boys had come for the first time. Other boy, who is a scientist by profession, you'd be surprised. He's from Oxford University, a scientist, now working with King's College in London, with Swami's grace. Sorry. So he said, we cannot accept these boxes. So he said, sir, why? Some of the boys didn't get it, so you must give it to them because everybody should have the cap. He said, no, we require Swami's permission. Until Swami gives the permission, we cannot take it. So my boys, they came back and they were looking for me. I was sitting inside the veranda, you see, at my usual place. They knew the place, so they came to me and he said, Papa sir, there's a problem. Yesterday we had a problem, we managed to solve it, we got the new quantity, now you're telling me there's another problem. He said, no, warden sir is saying that unless Swami gives the permission, we cannot take it. I said, fine, do one thing, go back to warden sir and tell that Papa has already spoken to Swami and Swami has said the rule. Prabhupada has already spoken to Swami and Swami said, Dedo. This is the statement I made. I am telling you in front of Baba. I will tell you the further beautiful thing which happened. Bhagwan, of course, came in the afternoon after the aarti was over. Baba was leaving for his divine abode and I bowed down to him and I said, Baba, Shyam ko ghar pe aayega. So that day he said, khana saath mein khayenge. So I went to Swami's residence, but I was late by I think about less than 5 minutes. When I sent the message to Swami that Puppet has come, during those days there used to be a boy, his name is Girdhar. Mr. Bhutia must be knowing him, he was inside Swami. During those days Baba used to be in the Yajur Mandir. So he came and said that, sir, Swami is already on the dining table. So I went there and I said, Baba, 2 minutes baat karna hai. He said, baat karenge. So then we came to the reception and we all sat down. And they were not trustees there during those days, but they were members. They were all sitting there and then he looked at me. I was sitting at the lotus feet. They were all sitting on the, you know, chairs and the sofa, and then Swami looked at me like this and I said, Baba, baat karne ka hai. So Swami did like this, so everybody simply vanished. Then he called me and I was on my knees and he said, kya baat hai? I said, Baba, first of all, I want to apologize. I'm very sorry. He said, what happened? What did he do? Ghar mein jhagda kiya home minister se? He said, no. I said, Baba, aisa kuch nahi hua hai. Aisa nahi kuch nahi hua hai. So kya ho gaya kya tere ko? What happened? I said, Baba, we went wrong in our planning. Yesterday there was a shortfall of caps. He said, Papa, caps chahiye hi nahi. I don't know why you people bring caps and why are you insisting on cap? I said, Baba, lekin dhoop kitna hota hai? Pasina pasina ho jata hai bache log dhoop mein, to bache log ko Amitabh Bachchan ki tarah pehenne mein acha lagta hai. Acha, theek hai. So kya ho gaya? He said, no, everybody got it. Look at the way Swami is trying to, Bhakta Vatsala. That's why I say, Namaste Purusha Daksha, Namaste Bhakta Vatsala. I haven't lost the track, by the way. I'm still coming back to the main story later on. You have forgotten. I'll remember. That's the beauty of puppet show. There is no reason for love, there is no season for love. How much he has done for us, he has forgotten about it. So that we remember and we bow down to him out of gratitude. Anyway. So I said, Baba, I'm very sorry. So he said, it's okay. I said, only senior people didn't get it. It's all right. They must be having last year cap also, na? Cap thodi khatam ho jata hai. Do teen saal chalta hai. You wash it and it is clean and it is ready. You also got two, na, in your cupboard. I said, yes, Swami. He said, then why are you complaining? I said, Baba, I'm not complaining, but I'm saying sorry. But then what I did was, with your grace, I had placed the order to Bombay manufacturer and we got it. Now look at the bombshell. You got it from Bombay, all the shortfall, bring it. I said, Baba, kya? He said, bring it. I said, Baba, I've already given it. To whom? I said, to warden, sir. He said, he took it. I said, yes. First he didn't take it. The message came that he is insisting that Swami's permission should be given. So he said, what did he do then? How did he take it? Why such transformation? So I said, Baba, I told him, I sent the message that puppet has spoken to Swami and Swami has said, De do. But puppet, you never spoke to me. Did you? I said, I did. I did speak to you in my own heart that Baba, it is for the boys, and when it comes to the boys, you will never say no. You will never say no. You know what he did? He just gave a beautiful tap on my shoulder. Puppet, chala bangaru, chala santosham, you are a good boy. You are a good boy. Now the time has come that we all must speak to him, not looking at his picture. Nigaahein milane ko ji chahta hai. There's a very beautiful Bollywood qawwali. We must look into our heart and talk to him. Whenever there is a good action, he is only telling you his own instruction, isn't it? See only goods, see no bad. Do only good, do no bad. Isn't it? So what is good? Swami once told me very beautifully, wrong intentions, good actions done with wrong intentions are bad action. Good actions done with wrong intentions are bad action. Bad actions done with right intentions are good action. He is only looking at our bhava. He is not talking about tala. I remember when this Divine Puppeteer book was published in the country, the guy, the PhD in English literature, he came to Sai Kutir and he said that, I beg your pardon, Sai Kutir is in London, my home in Bombay is known as Sai Krupa. So he came to Sai Krupa and he said that, Puppet sir, I hope you don't mind my saying. I said, look, whether I mind it or not, you tell me what is the problem. He said, there are so many grammatical mistakes. I said, don't edit it. Baba is not interested what language I speak. Our relationship is heart to heart. Baba is not worried about my grammar, whether it is from Oxford or Cambridge or Harvard. Baba is looking only my feeling within the heart. He never corrected me. Then how can I edit it? Did he corrected me? Yeah, many times he told me, Papad bas karo. Then I used to stop. One day he told brother who was sitting next to Swami. He said, uska shirt khencho. So he did that, but I ignored it, you see. I was still going on in my Papad show only. Then Papad himself shouted, Papad bas karo, bas karo. I said, now it is time to pray. Then I still took 5 minutes more. Oh, I got another 20 minutes more. How wonderful. It was again Kodaikanal. Swami came in the morning, and after the morning darshan, he had not called anybody for interview. Actually, to be very honest with you, I want to be very candidly honest with you, that whenever in Parthi, whenever Swami used to come after giving darshan and taking the complete round of Sai Kurvandol and again towards the edge of the veranda and then coming to the interview room, sometimes he used to go to upper veranda and lower veranda, and then when nobody is called for the interview, I'm telling you very selfishly, I want to be very honest, because there is no scope of dishonesty and hypocrisy in spirituality. I used to feel very happy, because that is the time when Swami used to call me and he used to take me inside the inner room and he used to talk. People many times used to think that Papad goes so many times inside, what happens? Well, I will tell you what happens. He will take me inside the inner room and he will close his eyes. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and suddenly we'll open the house and say, ah, time kitna hua? I said, Baba, bhajan start hone mein 10 minutes baki hai. Hey, tum jao, main aata hun. My interview is over. Proximity. Huh? Tanmaita, tatparta, tadrupata. And sometimes he will start talking on spiritual matters, giving me instructions. Sometimes he used to tell me that today, you know, afternoon baat karne ka hai, ye general point hai, phir isko expand karna. Then I used to ask him, Baba, wo baat bhi bol do, mere ko yo baat yaad aa gaya hai. Haan, wo bhi bol dena. So he used to instruct me and guide me as to what I should speak and in what manner, in what context I must relate a particular subject and how it must be done. I'll give you one example. You know, Baba had gone to Chennai, Atirudra Mahayugna. From Kodai, I'll bring you to Chennai. I'll take you back to Kodai. Don't worry. So Baba had gone to Chennai for Atirudra Mahayagna, and he sent a message to me that I should go with my home minister. So we reached Chennai, and the very first day I was sitting behind Balachandran. I think he is one of the topmost Tamil director. And then came Rajnikant, you see, and there were so many VVIPs, you know, and Swami still came to me and he said, "Acha kiya aa gaya." So I actually wanted to get the Swami's permission, because I was invited to give a puppet show in 3 different retreats in United States of America. It first was in St. Louis, the second was in Buffalo and Boston, and then in final was Washington DC. So Swami said that, I said, Baba, 2 minutes baat karne ka hai. Baat karenge, karenge. And then he went away. And then finally he called me in Sundaram and he said, St. Louis, tumhara theme hai, Daiva Priti, Papa Bhiti, Sanganiti. Daiva Priti, Papa Bhiti, Sanganiti. Love for God, fear of sin, and mutual understanding, and cooperation and coordination with the society and nation at large. But these gore log jo hai na tumhare puppet, Baba was talking about the local people in Western Europe, Eastern Europe, and also United States of America. Baba said that they are not afraid of committing sin. So you change and reverse the order. First you say, Papa Bhiti, Sanganiti, then Daiva Priti. Put God not first but last. Change it. Brothers and sisters, Swami made me speak on this subject for 9 hours. I'm sure you don't have the stamina. I have got my Ganesh gate will close. I'm going from here straight to Parthi only at the Lotus Feet. The gate, I'm told, is closing at 10 o'clock. So I've got plenty of time, but you have to go for class, isn't it? 6:20. 9 hours I spoke. Did I? $1 million question is, did I? And the answer is no. Because before he gave me the permission to come out of Sundaram. He materialized pink vibhuti. I extended my arm to receive it. He said, "Upar dekho." I was looking at the ceiling of Sundaram and he applied all the vibhuti on my throat and he said, "Puppet, acche se bolna. I love you." That is Baba. That is His power. That is His grace. Impossible, I am possible. Let's go back to Kodai again. Huh? So it was Kodai, after the morning darshan, Swami came and asked, "What is the program today?" As usual, All India president and the functionary said that, "Baba, Swami, whatever you said." "Swami, there is no program. As you say, we will do it. Let's all go for picnic. Chalo. Hey, tayari karo. I'm coming. 15 minutes I give you. Chalo, let's go for picnic." So, Swami took us out for a picnic. I don't know the exact place. I forgot on the name, you see, but I don't want to spend my energy on that. The important thing is that we went for picnic with Swami. And there is a beautiful fall. We went around. On the way, Swami's, I was third or fourth car after Swami's car. And Swami's car and convoy stopped, the police and everybody. Swami had asked one of the functionary from the Whitefield only to go and buy all the candies, you know, that buddhi ka baal jo hota hai na, bache log ko bolte hain, buddhi ka baal. Wo pura dukan khareed liya Swami ne. Everything, whatever was there in the stock, he purchased it, everything. So we did not know that, but Swami had done it and kept it secretly in the booth, you know. And when we came back after the wonderful picnic, we all went and Swami went inside his room only for few, hardly for 2 minutes, and came back and he said, "De do sabko." So he gave it to everybody. I also got one. I was looking at it, and then Swami said, "Shuru karo." He gave the permission to eat. So I'm sure boys must have done Brahmarpanam, Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva. I was still looking at it because I remembered my home minister. I said, "I must share with love all, serve all." So I was not eating, and Swami, very vigilant. His eyes, when he gives you eye contact, he pierces right inside your heart. Even now he does that. How fortunate we are that we have received that grace and we are receiving it today. Don't think that you are, Swami is not here. Please, you are all very young, so you get carried away. You got many, many things to do. Trying to find out, forget about Him. Think about yourself first. First become strong, powerful. When everything goes right, what it is? Beautiful. When everything goes wrong, what is that? Wonderful. Wait! Mango will fall when it is ripe, isn't it? Does mango fall on its own? Without season? Chah. Even if it falls, it is not ripe. So there is no need to look for gardener, there is no need to look for a ladder, there is no need to find a stone and hack it. No. Bear it. Anyway, the Swami looked at me and he said, "Hey, puppet, kabhi dekha nahi kya bachche tha, tab chota tha, khaya nahi kya? You are looking at it and wondering it, what is it? You are not eating it in your childhood?" I said, "Nahi, Swami, main room pe jayega na, phir saath mein khana khayenge." "Oh, you want to sit with your home minister and eat it? How romantic, eh?" "Tum khao na." I said, "Ni Baba, I will share, because your teaching is share, na?" He said, come here. So I got the chance by giving such wonderful answers to Swami. And look at His love. He told Satyajit, "Go and get one more." He said, "Puppet, don't share. Give it as my prasadam to her also." That is Swami. Motherly love. I want to come to the last phase of my talk. 15 minutes left, 5 minutes for the prayer. I saw Him. I'm seeing Him. I will see Him all the time. Not in this birth, for many, 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 many births to come and through the eternity. I saw Him as a divine loving mother. I saw Him as a very disciplined father. I saw Him as a very hard task master. Very hard taskmaster. Because he's the embodiment of perfection. I saw him as humanly divine and divinely human. I saw him as Balasai. During the little satsang I had before I went to Swami's residence this afternoon, we were discussing that according to me, Baba is just like a 4-year-old child. The way I sometimes used to bring something for Swami, a little thing like lavang, you know, clove. And he said, you brought it for me? And he used to get excited. Ah, give me. Ye mere liye laya na. I'll take it to bedroom. Small things. He was only looking for the smallest things to appreciate. We look at the biggest thing to criticize it. That is my problem. Let's go back. I saw him as a divine loving mother. I saw him as a disciplined and father. I saw him as a hard task master. I saw him as a perfect host. I saw him as a best friend. I saw him as a humanly divine and divinely human. I saw him as a Balasai. I saw him as Satyasai, my very own. My very own. Going back to what I was telling Pushti, that Swami never made me realize that he is God. He never gave me any instruction. Pushti asked me, then what did you make you realize? I said, Baba, he made me realize I am his and he is mine. He is mine alone. Mera Baba, Pyara Baba. Pehle Mera Baba, Phir Sabka Baba. I am sounding selfish, but there is so much of meaning and significance behind it. We are human. Let's not try to become God all right in one night. No, it doesn't work like that. Swami Vivekananda never said Ramakrishna Paramahamsa Deva. He only said, my master. A devotee once asked Swami Vivekananda to speak about his master. He was an American man. And he said, Swamiji, this was in New York City. And he said, Swamiji, you have been giving lectures all around the United States of America, starting from Chicago. Why did you say something about your master? And he said, me? Telling me about your master? My master? It's like monkey drawing the picture of a man. If this is the statement which is being made with all the humility and understanding and sincerity by Swami Vivekananda, then you can understand what people can think about and talk about Baba. When we don't know the time and we have to look at the time, we can't even get up on our own time and we need a Ram. Huh? We talk about Swami, which is infinite, omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent Lord. Soja. Don't do such thing. Just bow down. Tasmat tvameva sharanam mama dina bandho, tasmat tvameva sharanam mama deva deva, tasmat tvameva sharanam paramahamsa deva, tasmat tvameva sharanam mama sai deva. Let's go back. I saw him as a loving, tender mother. I saw him as a disciplined father. I saw him as a very hard taskmaster. I remember one Swami involved me in one project. It was extremely difficult. At physical, mental and at intellectual level. Leave aside other levels of psychic and material. And I found it. He had given me the deadline. He always used to give me the deadline. He also used to tell me, 15 tarikh ko hajir ho jane ka, 21 tarikh ko jayega. Is that clear? I say, yes, Baba. Very specific in his instruction. There is no question of any doubt. There is no question of any argument. Do or die, not to question why. Just do it. That's what Swami wants. Anyway, so after great difficulty and after incessant prayer and efforts, I finally managed to finish the job. I reached Prashanti Nilayam at about 4:30 in the morning. I came by British Airways. I didn't sleep whole night. I was praying. And I was thinking in the Baba, kaam ho gaya. I was feeling joy also. I was feeling the pain also. कैसे किया मालूम नहीं है, कैसे किया कैसा नहीं, एनी वे ही नोज एवरीथिंग, ओनली ही नोज एनीथिंग. अल्लाह मालिक है, अल्लाह सब जानता है, अल्लाह की जानकारी सबसे बेहतरीन है. अल्लाह मियां जैसे रखेंगे, जहां रखेंगे, जिस हाल में रखेंगे, जिस कदर रखेंगे, जिस हालात में रखेंगे, वैसे रहेंगे. अल्लाह से कोई शिकवा नहीं है, कोई गिला नहीं है, कोई फरियाद नहीं है. अल्लाह से सिर्फ एक ही दुआ मांगता हूं कि मालिक रहम करो, रहम करो, रहम करो, रहम करो, अपने बच्चों पे रहम करो मालिक, अपने बच्चों पे रहम करो. आई रीच्ड प्रशांति एट 4:30 इन द मॉर्निंग, गॉट रेडी वेरी क्विकली यू नो एंड बी देयर एट अबाउट ड्यूरिंग जो दिस स्वामी इज टू कम, समटाइम्स इज टू कम इवन एट 6:30 इन द मॉर्निंग. आई हैव सीन स्वामी कमिंग इन वरंडा, बट बाय 6:45, 7 o'clock ही ऑलवेज इज टू कम. ही टोल्ड मी कब आया, ऐसे बाबा आपके आशीर्वाद से सवेरे पहुंचा, अंदर जाओ. So I held his feet and I said, Baba, आपके आशीर्वाद से काम हो गया, काम हो गया. He didn't say anything intentionally, but Papa is stupid, no? So I said, Baba, काम बहुत मुश्किल था, बहुत मुश्किल था. He said, puppet, if it was so easy, I could have asked any monkey to do it. If it was so easy, I could have asked any monkey to do it. तेरे को मेरे को भरोसा करना पड़ेगा. You got to have full trust in me. You must have 100% faith. If you have 99.9% faith, I don't need it, I don't want it. छह, शर्म नहीं है. Either it is 100% or it is 0%. Simple as that. There is nothing in between. There cannot be anything in between. I leave this message with you. Let's go back to Kodai. There was a puppet show and I finished, like I am about to finish. And Swami said, puppet, gana gao. I'm going to sing a song which expresses the feeling of not myself but all of you here. I'm taking the liberty of doing so. I will tell you who composed it and when it was, this song was composed. And why did he ask me to sing? And what did he say after the song was over? It will take only 2 minutes. Sai vina dhyan lage, Sai vina chainana, Sai vina nahi koi hama. सहारा साईं ब्रह्मा साईं विष्णु शिव अवतारा कलि अवतारा साईं हमारा साईं बिना नींद न आए साईं बिना चैन न आए साईं बिना चैन न आए. As soon as the song was over, Swami asked me, hey puppet, तेरे को ये गाना किसने सिखाया? So I said, बाबा आपने. Swami looked at the boys. Those of us, I think Ruchir Desai must be there. I don't know whether Brother Ravi Kumar was there or not. Swami said, Puppet jhoot bolta hai. Maine ye gana nahi sikhaya. Meri pyari maa, bahut maskari karti hai, bahut mazak karti hai. He again he asked me, Puppet sach sach bolte rahe, gana kisne sikhaya? Maine bola, आपने कहा? ऐसे बाबा सवेरे 4:30 बजे सुप्रभातम के पहले आकरा घाना वेस्ट अफ्रीका में, सही है ना? स्वामी जस्ट स्माइल्ड एंड ही सेड पपट सच बोलता है। दिस सॉन्ग हैज बीन कंपोज बाय स्वामी हिमसेल्फ। ही कंपोज इट फॉर अवर सेल्व्स सो दैट वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड द इंटीमेट रिलेशनशिप दैट ईच वन ऑफ अस हैज। इफ यू डोंट हैव इट देन स्टार्ट वर्किंग ऑन इट फ्रॉम नाउ, जस्ट नाउ, दिस वेरी सेकेंड, बिकॉज दैट्स व्हाट एग्जैक्टली ही वॉन्ट्स। That's how the direct disciple of Bhagavan Ramakrishna Paramahamsa did. That's how Lord Arjuna had said after the sermon of 18th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Karishye Vachanam Tava. O Lord Vasudev Krishna, I shall do exactly what you say. Time to pray and wind up. It's time to go and practice. Listening is not enough. Seeing milk is one thing. I am repeating Swami's sentence. Seeing milk is one thing. Drinking is another thing. Digesting is third thing. Getting energy and then utilizing that energy for Gram Seva, Ram Seva is the fourth thing. Ask yourself tonight before you go to bed, have I only seen the milk or have I drank it? If I have drank it, then have I digested it? If I have digested, then do I go for medical camp? Do I go for bhajan? Do I really go and sing my heart's out? Do I really study what is being taught and what he has been teaching? Right. Sarvavastu samarpayami to Sarveshwara. Sachidananda Swarupa, Sarvantaryami Swarupa, Satya Dharma Shanti, Prema Swarupa Avatara, Satyam Shivam Sundaram Avatara, Sarva Devata Avatara, Shiva Shakti Swarupa Avatara, Sarva Mantra Tantra Yantra Swarupa Avatara, Sadguru, Devaguru, Jagadguru, Sri Sachidananda Prabhu Sri Sainath Maharajaye, Iti Sri Ravivare, Samarana Program Madhye, Vrindavan Sthita, Trai Vrindavan Madhye, Savinay, Saprem, Sakutumba Sahit, अगणित साष्टांग नर्मत नमस्कारम, प्रेम पूर्वक, हृदय पूर्वक, भक्ति पूर्वक, श्रद्धा भावना निष्ठा एवं आस्था पूर्वक पुनः पुनः समर्पयामि।
Salam alaikum, salam alaikum, salam.